Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for something new to sink your teeth into, how about a new sci-fi show? And Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine is joining us. Looks like Apple TV Plus has something interesting.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good with their sci-fi shows. I wasn't crazy about their last one that was called Constellation. But this one, this series that starts on Wednesday based on a bestseller called Dark Matter by Blake Crouch. But I really like Dark Matter. It's really fun. The series begins on Wednesday on Apple TV Plus, and it's one of those shows about alternate worlds and alternate people. It's kind of mind-blowing and trippy, but yet it's really grounded in this one man's quest to get back to his life, played by Joel Edgerton, really great actor, and he plays every man kind of things really nicely. But he is kidnapped from his life by an alternate version of himself, and he's thrust into a different world, a different parallel world, where just some things are off, including the fact that his wife is no longer living. But this other guy takes over his life, and so for the rest of the series, you're with this man, this every man, who is in this strange corridor where all the doors open to different versions of a life that could have been led. And so it's familiar, but it's also alien. But he's trying to get back to his real life and get back to his wife and his kids. But if he does, then he's going to be back in the world where this other guy took over his life, another version of himself. So you're going to come face to face with yourself. So it's kind of mind-blowing and trippy, but yet it's very grounded in, like I said, in emotion, sci-fi with a heart, I guess you would call Dark Matter. But the series begins on Wednesday, and it's really, really fun. Once I started watching it, I was like, okay, I'm in.
I'm sure you're probably getting this question in the mailbag, but what happened to NCIS Hawaii?
Yeah, you know, this is the time of year when shows' cancellation notices come, and some are more surprising than others. And CSI Hawaii, which finished its final episode, went Monday night of this week, after just three seasons, and that is really short for a show from the NCIS franchise. The last one that closed early was NCIS New Orleans, which went for seven seasons, which is pretty average for shows like that, but never for NCIS, which got renewed for a 22nd season already, the mothership. But this one, I think what's happening here is that in CBS, like many of the networks, really struggling after the strikes, belt tightening, and so this was an expensive show to do, but it also was the last show of theirs that was filmed in Hawaii, so no Hawaii shows on CBS next season, and it was also the first NCIS show with a female lead, so that was also a bit of a surprise to cut bait on that show. It's economics, really, and there's going to be a new NCIS show coming in the fall called NCIS Origins, which is the story about the younger version of the character played by Mark Harmon, Jethro Gibbs, when he was just starting out in his military career.
And that is Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.